All right. Welcome to the fifth episode of Charlie and Me. That was Charlie singing again for everyone. So everyone should be very thankful that Charlie finally grew some nice vocal cords and his balls dropped.
The singing lessons are really starting to pay off, I think.
I think they are too. So so little stepbrother situation you got going there.
Yeah. which one am I?
Derek. Welcome back. Charlie and I, you know, we've just been living the dream. We're happy to have everyone listening again. One more time, if you're not related to us or our friends, I don't know why you're listening. So thank you. Quick update on our lives. We're sponsoring a party. Charlie and Me Podcast
party.
Sponsoring the first ever Charlie and Me Drake Relays party. All of that might be like trademarked in some manner, so we probably can't say any of that. But anyway, it's the first ever Charlie and Me sponsored party, which basically means show up and drink some free beer in Des Moines, Iowa.
And Grant and I will both be there.
The 27th or the 28th, date to be determined, of April. Really depends on when people want to get there. Yeah. So, you know, we're not picky. We just kind of like people to hang out with us. So,
you know, I think if like at least one other person shows up, like it's a huge success.
Mm-hmm. As long as we can, you know, finish a keg between three people, we can probably do it.
I think we got damn near close on your birthday that one time.
Oh, yeah. that's a different story for a different time. What were you up to this weekend, Charlie? Let's give a little weekend update here.
You know, I lived the exciting life of a single male in his prime age in the city. I went to a bar alone and watched basketball alone. And had a great time.
Wow.
It was beautiful. The bar was – it's like a walk, you know, a quarter mile away, perfect walk. Don't have to worry about driving. And the basketball was pretty good too, so I was happy with it.
Yeah, how about that Loyola game?
Oh, go – I'm all in on the Rams.
I was also pretty pissed that Kansas won.
I know because I could have used Duke to win one more game, just one.
I'm a big Coach K fan.
I like Grayson Allen. Everyone like loves –
I think his butt's a little too big. It's like it's kind of like his head being too big, but it's just in his butt.
I was a huge fan of J.J. Redick, and so I feel like, you know, Grayson Allen's just in the next line of that kind of guy, so I like it.
Yeah, I'm just Coach K fan, but either way, I digress. My weekend was, you know, pretty uneventful as well, pretty similar. Watched a lot of basketball. Ended up blacking out at my parents' party, and that was pretty fun. So that sucked. it was an accident. But also, we have a little –
accidents happen, Grant.
Yeah. Well, at least I didn't pee myself, so got that going for me. We had a little update on our bracket challenge. As many of you know, we had a competition to see who could get the worst bracket on ESPN. And the loser of that had to take the ACT. Unfortunately,
We have a loser.
I was the loser. And I'll hold true to my bet. Sounds like Charlie wants to set up a little gambling line on it as well. So we'll see. That was – looks like I'll be taking the ACT this summer. Can't wait to go back to college.
You and all those high schoolers.
I really don't want to do.
And the proctor.
Ooh. Nice little 60-year-old woman. Or,
yeah, sure.
Know. That's what I think of, you know.
Oh, well, I'm always young.
No, mine weren't.
I remember was it like the young teachers who like couldn't get out.
Oh, true. Do you have to? I thought you get paid extra for that.
Well, yeah, but like, I feel like
I don't know.
If you're like an older, more like you just like yeah, it's whatever. Like I don't care. Yeah. Younger teachers don't have the seniority to get out of it. So
true.
Like,
true. I could see that. That's probably a possibility. I guess I don't know my teachers as well.
Or you could just stand up at the very beginning, like, and be like, "So who's going to the bar with me after?"
Yeah.
And then, oh wait.
I could make a lot of friends just like buying bringing like a backpack of Keystone Light in,
or just like hand out like a start passing notes and just on the top of the paper just have like alcohol wish list.
Yeah,
on 21.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever you want.
It's not actually cheating if I'm just asking them what they want from liquor store tonight.
Yeah, yeah. You're not saying you're gonna buy it. You're just asking what they want.
I'm gonna get arrested by like the officer the moment I step foot in that door. So
I was also wondering like. There's an officer in there, right? So you can't just like bring a flask and drink your way through it.
Well, yeah. Well, I think I'm gonna score pretty well. I'm gonna prove to my sister that I can finally beat her on the ACT.
Yeah, I guess we'll save some of this talk for next, as it gets closer.
Yeah,
I
think anyway. Be good.
But I'm looking forward to seeing how it goes for you.
Yeah, I also had a further stat of the week here. Just about every time besides the Kansas-Duke game, the first team to 69 points won. Unfortunately, nice. Duke basically won, but that one for Grayson Allen, his fingers were just too strong.
How'd that not go in?
It circled around the rim. And they were the first ones to 69 too. Oh man, I was pumped. I honestly thought that was gonna be like the going stat of the week. Like it's the first team to 69 wins, and then Grayson Allen messed it up. But whatever, you know, whatever.
That, like 69 points is actually a pretty good score for a college basketball game. So, but yeah.
Well, I know first one to 70 is probably the one that win, right? But I, you know, might as well just take one off it and go 69. So, I was pretty excited with that.
Yeah.
Today we got a nice friendly update for you. We got a good friend of the show, Alan Burbeck. He ran at St. Thomas, ran with us. He's a little bit younger, but he claims to be older than he is. It doesn't really work out well for him.
Junior dinner.
We'll see if this guy's all ready to go. He's on spring break right now, living the dream. He'll probably ignore like 5 calls before we actually get it to happen, but. I don't know. Alan was known for having probably one of the largest mouths in the team. And
hey, Alan. Welcome to the podcast.
And here he is. Is that Alan?
What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Barely.
All right. Move it closer, Charlie. This is bad radio.
It's all the way up. Best I can do.
All right. Can you hear me now, Alan?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, man. Welcome on the podcast here. I just gave a nice intro of you about how you have a loud mouth and blonde hair. So anything else you describe yourself with?
To describe myself?
Yeah.
I'm very obnoxious. I can barely hear you guys.
Well, we weren't talking. You were, so that's good.
How, like,
what?
Are you in a quiet place?
I am. I'm in the bathroom.
This has never happened before. I don't know what to do.
turn your volume on your phone up. This is really bad radio.
This is all the way
up. I'm all to my phone, it'll help.
I'm all the way up on everything.
All right, yeah.
We'll call you back. We'll call you back in
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, Alan, after some technical difficulties there, what's your favorite story of Charlie and me, the two of us, whether locker room or?
Yeah, from Grant and I. What's your favorite Grant and I story?
Charlie and me, really.
Probably the first Hanukkah Kwanzaa this year.
Oh, this year's Hanukkah Kwanzaa.
You guys graduated, and I knew you were coming. I knew there would be shenanigans, but you showed up and started icing the fuck out of everybody.
We brought 24 ices to the party.
The FCC is going to sue us for that.
Man handed me a Smirnoff ice and said, drink it, bitch. And I was like, oh, it's already done. That's super awesome. I mean, it was Charlie Grant.
Yeah, that was a good time. That was fun.
But that's not my favorite.
Okay.
I'll give you my favorite. It's vulgar.
That's fine.
Just be careful. My mom listens to this. That's fine. She knows what I do.
Just go for it.
All right. So my favorite Grant and Chuck story is you guys were dorm mates freshman year.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. Now we're not going to tell this story.
No, we're good.
we're not going to that. We got some more questions for you.
We'll save that for off air. That was a good one, though.
That's my favorite story. You asked me a question, I answered it.
Thank you for doing a little self monitoring there. And yeah, that's good. Good call. All right, next question for you. What's your favorite Pete quote? We all know quote can throw Pete can throw some good one-liners out there, but what's your favorite?
Well, I guess I have to defer to my injury this last August. So earlier last year, I had in outdoor, I had a hip injury that resulted in surgery, and I gained some weight from that surgery. And Pete has already made fun of me because of the weight I had when I first joined the team. And when I came back from the injury and was running on the treadmill, apparently, at the end of cross country, people had noticed I had gained some weight, and Pete pulled me into his office. He said, "Brad, you look like Santa Claus. You gained some weight, you look like Santa Claus on the treadmill, so you gotta drop it." That's my favorite
people. Hey, Alan, let's put this in some perspective here for those of you who don't know what you look like. How much do you weigh?
Well, I weigh about 3,000 pounds. In reality, I came onto the team weighing about 160, and when Pete made that comment, I probably weighed about 190, honestly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. Congrats. Congrats on the muffins.
Yeah, Pete doesn't mix words when he's talking about weight.
Mince,
it's good thing he
mince.
Coaches the guy. Yeah, yeah. It's good thing he coaches the guys team. Let's just put it that way.
Hey, Alan, how's the house treating you on spring break?
The house on spring break?
Yeah.
Well, it's been beautiful. You know, the sun has been a bully. I got burned the first day, thought I could make it to the second day, and now the third day I'm wearing long sleeves and pants to avoid any more damage to my skin. But most people have fared well. We're playing Beach Olympics today. That was the first day of Beach Olympics.
Any butt luges?
Butt luges. There were no butt luges. Because nobody wants pink eye. Pink eye is on the rise.
Well, you don't get pink eye in your mouth, so.
Just don't miss.
Fair enough, but if it splashes up onto your upper cheek, you could.
Goggles.
We're just trying to avoid the pink eye that.
You're not supposed to wear protection, so. Well, that's good. I'm glad. I enjoyed that house very much when I was there. I remember digging Sandy's hole out in the. Across the street there on the beach, and basically, you know, built the party hole that everyone wanted to hang out in. Have you guys done that this year?
We did. We actually built that hole, and then we put an umbrella in that hole to guard from the hostile sun.
Yeah, we did that too, so.
Yeah.
And Andy's been making it real hardcore. We're trying to make the bar. We're on the third day, and it's just going. We'll see where it ends up, but we're trying, man.
Good to hear. All right, Alan. For those of you who don't know, you are a semi-talented singer, I'll give you that. And you're in an a cappella group at school, right?
I am, something.
Do you guys watch Pitch Perfect as a group to get inspiration?
You know, we would if we were losers. In my opinion, watching that as an a cappella group turns me into a bunch of douchebags. There are some people in the group that do love that movie, and there are some people in the group that don't, so we do not watch it before performances to get jacked.
Okay.
Do you ever feel like Andy from The Office?
Everybody who's ever seen The Office tells me I'm Andy from The Office, so yes, all the time.
Baby Wawa?
That's my goal in life.
I so too can't sit here and cry.
Just sit here and cry. That whole deal. That's me in a nutshell. And I'm sure you and Grant would make that mix if I went on the show and sat here and cried. So.
Definitely.
Very true. All right, another question for you. If you were to get a tattoo, what would you get and where would you put it?
It would be Grant's ass on my face.
Grant's ass on your face.
That just sounds like another day at the office.
Yeah,
Sounds like Tuesday.
Amen, brother.
Alrighty.
I like that one. Alan, so I don't know if you've listened to our podcast at all before, but basically, Charlie's a notoriously bad speller.
I think you meant to say good there, Grant.
He's a notoriously terrible speller.
I spell real good.
And so we have a spelling bee set up with each one of our guests. Basically, I would ask Charlie a question. If he spells it wrong, you get a chance to rebut, and we have two rounds. If you guys tie, we go to the third round, which is overtime, and you guys each get your own word. Are you down to play the game?
Of course, but can I tell you something beforehand?
Sure. Probably not.
On my high school cross country team, I know as the word speller. So when I showed up at St. Thomas and heard there was an even worse speller, I was a little combined.
How do you know I'm worse?
Let's find out right here.
We're gonna find out right now.
I gotta warn you. I'm riding a hot streak right now.
He has won the last two times, which is kind of surprising.
I tied last week.
Oh, tied. Sorry. Whatever.
With whom?
It's Grant's friend Abe.
Here we go.
All right. All right, Alan. Charlie's gonna get the first word, but listen up here. All right.
All right.
Charlie. Your word is supremacist.
What? As in, like...
As in white supremacist.
As in white supremacist? So supremacist, not supremacy, right?
Cyst. Supremacist.
Okay. Let me write it out here. Suprem...
That's bullshit.
That's not being prepared. Yeah, I was a Boy Scout. I was told to always be prepared, so... Supremacist. You know, I think this looks close enough to give it a shot.
Go ahead.
Okay, we're gonna go supremacist.
Ooh.
What?
No. Ooh, Alan. Alan, supremacist.
Supremacist, right?
Yes.
Supremacist.
No.
That's way worse than me.
Oh my god, that was terrible.
I fucked that up.
Guys, just for both. All right.
Yeah, how do you spell it here?
Supremacist.
Ah, I missed one letter.
Charlie was really close, so I felt bad, but all right. I would love to see a tie where no one gets any word right. So, Alan, you're first this time. You ready?
No, if you give me another word like that, I'm going to fuck up.
All okay. Right. You ready?
Charlie's bad. I'm
worse. It's over.
Are you ready? You ready?
I guess.
Thoroughfare.
Thoroughfare?
Yes. We're busy.
Yeah. We're busy. I'm taking a huge deuce.
Classy, Charlie.
Podcast, how do we spell thoroughfare?
Hey, no, you can't get help.
No cheating.
Oh, can I? I just burst into the room. I don't care.
I care.
You or who died? Charlie, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
All right, let's go, Alan. Come on.
Thoroughfare. Thoroughfare.
Ooh, so close. Charlie.
Not right.
What? That is right.
That's not right.
Oh, boy. I got like five different spellings on my paper here.
I actually do know the correction.
I don't care.
You can't say it. You can't say it.
T-H.
Okay.
T-H.
Sorry, don't fuck it up.
O-U-R-F-A-R-E?
No. No. Man. That's two people that got it wrong. Alan, we're going to have to cut you off because it got a little crowded over there. Thanks for being on the show.
See you, Alan. Thanks.
Thanks, Alan. It was fun.
I love both of y'all.
Yeah.
Love you, too.
Right back at you. That was the worst interview we've ever had.
Apologize to all the faithful listeners.
Yeah, everyone who listens to this, I apologize for Alan having terrible phone quality
and bad etiquette.
I
got a huge stain on my pants. I accidentally penned it on it.
Oh, hairspray gets it off. Hairspray. Spray hairspray on it before you put it in the wash.
Do you think I have hairspray?
I don't know. Ask your neighbor or something. Isn't she like 70?
Oh, my mom's coming.
Oh, there you
Perfect.
Go.
Perfect.
Yeah, even better.
Okay. Onwards and upwards.
So, that just proved that neither of those guys can spell. They were hard words, I'll give it to you.
That was the hardest set of words we've had. I thought I had supremacy.
I've been trying to make it harder. I've been trying to make it harder for you guys.
I had supremacy.
Just so you know, thoroughfare is spelled thoroughgfare. You were close.
You know, one of my six versions is actually pretty close to that.
Yeah, well, you know, good for you. Good for
you. I was like 1/6 of the way of being close the way there.
Yeah. Well, again, everyone, we apologize for the poor quality of the interview. If you can't hear it, just call Alan. What's Alan's number?
I don't know.
Just read it off, and then we can just – we can – yeah. You don't have to actually read it off. Don't actually read it off.
It's something on the lines of
– yeah, 615, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, we got some good quotes coming in for you today. We figured we'd hop in the quote game, pick out some good quotes people to live their lives by.
New segment, so hope you enjoy it.
New little segment. So, Charlie, what's your quote today?
My quote is from John Wayne. Life is tough, but it's tougher if you're stupid. So I take that as do your darndest to not be stupid. You know?
So how does that apply to spelling?
You know, I'm pretty stupid. And, you know, doing my darndest to not be stupid in that case is spell check, you know, just get it close, or spell check will pick it up, and then you're golden. Yeah. And then it's like you know how to spell the word anyway.
Until you spell golf course, C, you spell it like course, like the...
Yeah, course, like sandpaper.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was my big one the last couple of years. I've actually started getting better on it, because I've actually, like,
that's good.
Picked up on how I spell it bad.
Yeah.
So, I've tried to pick, like, one or two words a year to focus on.
Mine's actually, I think we went different directions today. Mine's actually... A little bit inspirational, and it goes along the whole theme of life. I have no idea why I said that. It's hard for an individual or a country to evolve past discomfort if the source of anxiety is only discussed in hushed tones. That's by Michelle Norris, and it's inside of the April 2018 version of National Geographic. So
that's deep, man. That's a deep quote. I agree with it wholeheartedly.
I do too. I've never been one to mince my words either, as we all know.
Nope, you're very blunt, as they say.
Yes. We got a little going soft for you, Charlie. What are you going soft with?
I'm going soft. You know, I've spent my past eight years running year round, which includes the winter in Iowa and Minneapolis, freezing my nuts off. And now that, like, I don't have to run really, per se, it gets, like, to 30 degrees. I'm like, yeah, I should probably just, you know, bike inside or take the day off. It's tough. I'm going soft. I'm not pushing it outdoors anymore when it gets cold.
I just don't like when my hands get cold.
I'm kind of okay with it. Like,
when my hands get cold, it's like,
yeah.
I feel like I got to sit on them. I can just, like, I'll be running and I'll just sit down on the ground and put my hands and sit on them until they warm up.
Yeah. I don't know. I have the thin gloves or I have those heavy duty mittens. So my hands are either cold or like sweating.
And
neither's good.
Yeah, no, not at all.
So
it's a hard in between. Hard in between. But I respect that going soft. I don't have a going soft this time because I'm already pretty soft. So
yeah, I'm trying to go soft in stages.
Yeah, you know, you take it slow. Take it slow. But you know what's coming up.
The best week of sports ever.
Yeah.
It's like the Masters. Okay.
Like anyway, Thursday to Thursday. I think Thursday to Thursday is probably like the best week. Cause right. You got the par three competition. You got Thursday. This Thursday is the baseball opening day. So
go Cubs, go.
The 29th to whatever is after the 29th, that Thursday, the 6th, those are probably the best week. And then you fall asleep the rest of the weekend cause you're watching the Masters, but I can't wait, honestly.
It's an exciting time to be alive. This is like the last month really is a time where Thursday through Friday at work I like prop my phone up and I'm streaming stuff to watch the whole day.
Oh yeah.
You know, between the basketball games last couple weeks.
Such a millennial.
Yeah, baseball. I'll probably listen to the Cubs game on Thursday on the radio while I'm working, and then next week I will be glued to my phone for the Masters. Probably I probably work from home on Friday just because so I can watch all day.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the Masters. That's gonna be exciting. We'll make some picks. We'll make some Masters picks next week.
So
we got to make sure that Dustin doesn't slip down the stairs again.
You and I have to play our Masters too.
We do. That'll be interesting. You know, the Cubs are playing like the earliest baseball game in MLB history.
They're playing at 11 o'clock.
No, like date wise. So like the earliest they've ever played a game.
Oh really?
Date wise. So in March the 29th. But it's also 11 o'clock. That's pretty flipping early too.
But like 12 o'clock, they're playing Florida. So
yeah. Okay. Well. They should play to their fan base, if you know what I'm saying.
I hear you. And I'm right here.
Yeah. Central time. You see, ESPN came out today with their picks for all the divisions in the MLB.
I did not read that. No. Give me a rundown.
Well, Indians. Okay. It was either Indians or Twins in the AL Central. Yankees were predominant in the East, AL East. Dodgers out West in the NL. Houston. In the West, in the AL, Cubbies in the NL Central.
I think they're gonna compared to last year. I know they won the division last year. I think they're gonna bounce back year coming off last year. I think they're Schwarber's fit. I think they're gonna just be overall hungrier, and I'm excited for it.
I think it'll be interesting. I think really though, the division to watch is gonna be probably the AL East.
I say AL Central. Yeah, both are good. I know exactly why you picked the AL East, but
because you got the Yankees, and the Yankees don't even play defense anymore.
No,
they got nothing. They got Chapman in the ninth, and that's it.
They have a couple starters.
But then they got Aaron Judge, who's going to come in and hit 20 home runs in the first 20 games.
With Stan mm-hmm. back up right in front of him,
oh
I would assume.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's going to be – I mean, those would be great games to go to for fans.
The Twinkies have a good roster.
Yeah, that'll be fun too.
And the Tigers, you know, you have Miggy Cabrera. I don't know what the rest of the team is, but he seems to light it up whenever he seems like he's out of it. So I'm expecting something big out of him. And then the Indians.
Indians are going to be hot.
They won over 100 games last year.
Indians are going to be hot.
They're the best record. So I think that's a division I'm intrigued by. Plus, you know, living in Minneapolis for 4 years – I like to see the Twins do well. So I don't know, when they're in it, I pay attention to that division more.
Oh, for sure. Well, anyway, anyone pay attention to sports this next week? It's gonna be hot. It's gonna be good. We'll come in with some hot picks on Tuesday for the Masters, and we'll share our Masters picks. Lastly, check out our blog posts. We did buy a domain name, and I guess we decided to exercise our domain name rights and blog on it as much as possible. So
twice. Just kidding.
Yeah, two, three times. Check out some posts. We'll make sure Charlie's bad spelling shows up there every now and then.
Yeah. So keep in mind, I like was never gonna be an English major or anything. So
big math
my
guy.
My stories are all about the good formatting, good spelling,
yeah,
good grammar.
100%.
Like I should take it to the Times, really, the New York Times, I think.
Yeah, yeah. He's gotten some calls from some people, but I haven't told him yet because I'm his agent. So.
Yeah, I knew you were holding back on me.
Well, anyway, we thank you all for listening. We apologize. It was a terrible quality interview, but you know, Alan had some funny stories. I guess
we'll try to do better.
We'll do better, and we'll learn with you all next week. So.
Deuces.